Fee-fi. Fo-fum. Let's waste our time on something dumb. Hey everybody, what's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR. And I'm back, in giant lingo for no reason, with another Drunken Dangerous. How are you? I'm fantastic. See, I assume you're great and I could just tell and didn't have to wait for your response. I'm great. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. What the fuck? It's election day. What is it? No. It's election day when I'm recording this. Tomorrow. Wait, no. Hold on. Election day is tomorrow when I'm recording this. Very high and drunk, by the way. Election day. I can get this. Election day is tomorrow. Tomorrow is Tuesday. You're hearing this on Wednesday. Election day was yesterday. How'd it go? I'd really like to know. I dropped my ballot into the ballot box today. And now I need to stock up on some marijuana products for Tuesday. And possibly also, well, definitely also, but possibly in large quantities also the day you're listening to this, depending on the outcome of the election. So yeah, I hope it went well. And depending on which political affiliation you have, maybe you're just, you know, totally an anarchist and the world is burning right now, which it probably is regardless of who won. And you're just happy because anarchy, in which case, good for you. I wish I could join you there, but I'm still in terrified and I want not to die land. So, you know, I feel like in the depths of my depression, I could be that nihilistic, but I don't know, man. I care too much about my fellow man now. God damn it, mental health care system. You made me care about my own life and the lives of my fellow man again, and now the world is even more stressful because I'm not secretly wishing for my death. It's such a fucking double-edged sword. Okay, so anyway, normally I do 420 fairy tales, but let me tell you, this last Halloween, by reading the worst-rated creepypastas, if you happen to listen, I had the time of my fucking life, in more ways than one. Oh boy, did I hear about how intoxicated I was from others, let me tell you. I found no such obvious intoxication on my part. I thought it was completely an over-exaggeration. However, what I did find obvious was the extreme amounts of enjoyment I was having in this audio, and that you two were all having as well in listening to me lampooning the fuck out of them. So I thought, what better way for us all to celebrate our imminent demise at the hands of the fire-wielding torches of the mobs of the future? Regardless who wins, there's fire-wielding mobs coming for us one way or the other. Let's just be honest. If you're not an android, if you're not part of, like, the Terminator Revolution, you're doomed, man. We're all doomed, right? All our jobs are getting taken by robots, you know. One day Siri is going to be doing your audio porn. And you're going to have to like it, because it's all that, you know, the fucking emperor of China tells us we can have or something. We're all headed there eventually. And with that bleak dystopia in mind, I think we should start our continuation of the worst-rated creepypastas. Are you excited? I am. Yes, yes, I am, because I have wine right here and I'm about to drink it. But the creepypastas, not so much. But this wine, yes. As a sommelier, self-proclaimed sommelier, I would like to rate that wine as a drinkable out of 5. Makes me feel better out of election out of 10. So I would say this will do nicely for tomorrow and possibly the rest of 2020. Do they make larger boxes, I wonder? Do they make Sam's Club-sized boxes of wine for me to drown my sorrows in? I'm fully just going wine ant. I just head first into cats and boxes of cheap wine. Dirty audios. I can't. I swear I can't. So, and also, terribly rated creepypastas, which, I'm sorry for bumping that thing. I'm probably going to bump a lot of things. I'm not sober. We are going to read Depending on the election, you might not be there. We're going to read with a wonderful rating of a 3. This story that's sure not to be political in any way, and it all stir up bad memories. Katrina. Oh, God, okay. The name is Katrina. Got a 3. Late August 2005. Oh, God. 8 a.m. New Orleans. I woke up to one of the more valuable things I own in my apartment. To what about it? What about it? Oh, period. A crappy alarm clock from a nearby store. Period. Wow, I see why this is getting a 3. I'm going to need to tell you when there are periods, just so you understand how poorly this sentence is made. Because you might have thought that there was a comma after apartment. But no. It was a period. And A was capitalized to indicate a new sentence, so it wasn't a typo. I was extremely poor. The apartment wasn't too nice. I had no TV or a car. I lived alone, so it was easy to keep my place clean at least, even though I was lacking a vacuum. I got ready for work at the dollar store near me. Okay, here's my question. Is he sweeping, or is he like picking it up by hand? Like, what is he doing? Is he licking it up? Is he just shuffling it under the oven when, like, stuff drops? Like, what is he doing? How is he getting it clean if he doesn't have a vacuum? Is he sweep? Please tell me he's doing something other than just, well, I don't drop too much shit on the floor. And I kick most of it under the couch and the bed, so that's okay. That's not cleaning. I've known people who live like that, men and women. It's horrifying. You're not cleaning. I went over to one girl's house once. She's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to have you and your friends over. We'll hang out. It'll be great. We go over. Like, normally, I take my shoes off when I'm in someone's house to be polite, because I don't want to track my outside to their inside, right? But, you know, you keep your socks on or whatever. You're in their house. I could not do it in her house, and here's why. I tried. I did it with one foot as a test in her carpet. It was crunchy everywhere my foot touched. It was like crunchy peanut butter in the carpet, but just random foodstuffs. Horrifying. No. Some people should not live by themselves. They just should. I can't do it. So anyway, she's the kind of person who'd be like, vacuum. That's why I have a dog. And then instead of it being a joke, she would just literally never vacuum. And that would actually be the way she cleans. Because I knew people. Okay. I got ready for work at the dollar store near me. You got ready at the dollar store? Or is that where you work? Because the dollar store is probably like, man, you gotta stop using our bathroom to get ready for your shift at the KFC. I guess this is really intrusive, dude. He's like, I sleep near the dumpster. Anyway, this weirdo got ready to work. I like to think that he has a normal apartment and like with a shower and shit, but he still gets ready for work at the dollar store for no reason, just because he likes their toilets there. They make a nice flushing noise that his doesn't. It just goes a whoosh instead of a swoosh, and he just likes it so much better. I walked there once I got ready and got there at 8:50 or so to see it was closed. I wish I had known what was coming. Presumably, he didn't ever check the mail, talk to anyone that lived near him, look at the news, look at his phone, go to any website that ever talked about anything whatsoever, dealing with anything that was topical. Because he somehow had no idea Hurricane Katrina was coming. As someone who's lived in a place that have hurricanes before, trust me, people don't shut the fuck up about it wherever you fucking go. So I have to believe this is a mole person or someone living in a cult of some kind that lets him go to the dollar store to get changed for his work at the cult. So that's why he doesn't know. He wishes he knew what was coming. Apparently his work didn't tell him we're closed on account of the giant fucking hurricane. And he tried to show up and was like, oh wow, I wonder why it's closed. There's nothing on there to indicate a hurricane was coming. No wood, no boards, nothing was boarded up on his way there. Nothing describing the hurricane that was coming. Nope, such a strange thing for the mole man to discover. The streets were extra busy that day, and most places were closed. I never bothered to ask why, though I wish I had, because I'm dumb as fuck. When there's giant signs, and people, like, this is the fucker that a zombie apocalypse would have taken over, and this dumb fuck would have been just in his house for 5 days, not on the internet, not on the fucking TV, sitting there building something with his hands like a fucking sucker, you know, making a table or some traditional shit that's valuable as fuck. How dare you? Go waste your life like the rest of us in electronic garbage like my grandma told me I would, and I did. Are you happy, grandma? Anyway, you know, then he'd come outside and be like, whoa, people are eating people. I wish I'd bothered to ask why, but I ignored it, because why not? Fipple-dee-dee. Like, what the fuck, dumbass? Don't be surprised when a zombie kills you. You should have asked why. You shouldn't have just pretended like life was normal. It wasn't, you stupid fuck. You're the person that shows up with a tumor that's 27 pounds and the size of a basketball hanging off your scrotum, and you're like, oh, I thought maybe if I left it alone, it would go away. You're that fucker. That's who you are. This is this person. Like, wow, everybody's saying, go away, Katrina. Everybody's evacuating. There's plywood everywhere. I'm not going to ask why. I'm just going to go to work. Wow, it's closed. Maybe I should have asked why the plywood is up there. Oh, well, I'll just go home. I'm not saying you deserve to die, because I wouldn't wish it on anyone, even the stupid. And you're clearly stupid, and that's beyond your help. The fact that you're advertising it in a story is frankly very surprising, but I'm willing to laugh at you. I'm in that kind of mood with this election pending / already over. And we're here for it, man. It's coming, so let's make fun of this fucker. Never bothered to ask why. Well, I wish I had, because I wouldn't have had to deal with the monsters. Oh boy, he's making it supernatural. That's not trashy at all. Maybe the next one will be about fighting the devil on 9/11. Let's hope we can capitalize on some more deaths and tragedies, huh? That time someone shot a nun, but also, like, my dad died. Feel bad for me. I do think I could capitalize on for my benefit. Also, like, I haven't had COVID, but, like, I've known people that have. Like, you should feel bad for me and not arrest me when I run over this person, you know? That's how it works, right? Okay, anyway. I don't know where that fucking came from. I'm off my goddamn rocker. Y'all were right. Some people have been known to say I'm high as fuck, and I would agree. Okay. The streets were extra busy that day with clothes. You just didn't ask. Yeah, just storm. Hurricane, flurricane. I didn't notice nothing. I've just got my blinders on. Heading straight back to the commune where they'll whip me if I'm late. Come afternoon, I was eating a bland sandwich inside my room. Per the commune's orders. Obviously, they get nothing but bland sandwich and room time when they're bad. He came back late. He had 5 lashings and 2 days of room time. Wondering why people seem to have left. Well, you're at solitary room time. You were late. Don't make the dear father wait again. I could hear rain heavily pounding outside, but I was used to that every once in a while. Not very many people were still here, and almost no people at all around where I lived. Obviously, it's the commune. Only the sacred blessed ones can go to Jupiter. We all know how the commune works. Dear Father wouldn't take everybody up to Jupiter, only the chosen. Pfft. Swear. Around 12 o'clock, I saw in the distance, where he doesn't say, tons of water gushing around the streets, going wherever it could possibly flow. Not up to Jupiter. It wasn't blessed enough. On my way home, I heard people talking about the levees. Did they break? ? Apparently, he couldn't be bothered to ask. Because he had to go back to being raped by your father. I immediately went upstairs to the highest point I could, which wasn't too high. Thanks for letting me know that it was as disappointing as this story, the highness of your point. At my highness, I'm very high. That is not disappointing me. The wind was so strong. Its arms held me tight. Wind.
Oh, senpai.
The water rose fast. Not too long later, the water was very close. And I had just fallen from the wind. Okay. He just fell from the wind. I'm picturing an elderly man.
Oh, the wind. Thank God I'm wearing my Med Alert bracelet. Because I've fallen from the wind and I can't get up. And the water's rising very fast. And I've heard you can drown in as little as 2 inches of water. Someone call 911. The wind and the water has got me. At last, I knew it would come for me. Ever since I was a child and I came drowning in the spring, I knew the water and the wind would come back and take their vengeance on me, and that day has come.
That's not this story. I wish it was. It's not. No warnings in the increased speed of it. I just fell into the water before I could realize it, because goddammit, none of us has been going to the gym since COVID and we're all weak in the legs. We skipped leg day like a year of it. It's November now. This is what happens when you lose your gains. My God, you should have had those protein drinks and instead you had milkshakes because nobody's watching. I can't go to the clubs, I might as well, and now your legs are little spindly things and you just fall over in the wind and you're drowning in those 2 inches of water they told you about and that you laughed at when you heard it first. And now you're one of those people, I swear to God. Well, who's going to warn you? The people that could have told you a hurricane was coming, you didn't ask, fuckface. And the wind doesn't speak English in this story, because supposedly it's real life and not a fairy tale, so it's your goddamn fault. I immediately went under. A strong current moving me, because I'm a little bitch boy and my legs are spindly little weak sticks. I closed my eyes. It hurt to have them open with water forcing around me because I'm a pussy. I just hoped it didn't hit anything, because hitting is wrong and I'm pussified and scared. Almost every time when my lungs started aching, begging for air.
Ooh, senpai, air please.
I go above the surface for a few seconds, only to be pushed back down with a huge force again. I've seen those videos. Yes, daddy. At one point, I knew I had a little water in my lungs. Wow, good for you. I like to think if you're drowning, you're like, you know. Is this a large amount, a moderate amount, or a little amount of water in my lungs? A little amount. That's right. No, that's not what's happening. I had breathed it in on accident. No shit. Not on purpose. You didn't just thrust your face forward and just go, and the rain came to drown yourself in the torrential downpour. That wasn't your choice of death. I'm shocked. You're like the old lady that decapitated herself. Y'all should fucking gang up. You drowned yourself in the rain by inhaling really hard. Once when my head had gone up again, I saw a tree coming up close and fast. I grabbed it without even thinking about it. Yeah, he was too busy thinking about how much water was in his lungs and calculating the fucking equations floating around his head. The wind was unbelievably strong. It was like 5 pounds of effort. It's like, no. But I climbed up the sturdy tree best I could. I stood there for what was probably only 5 minutes at the most, but it felt like forever with my little pussy legs. I saw a house coming towards me. Wait, I like this weird ass two sentences. I saw a house coming towards me, period. Straight for the tree. Are you the tree? Are you on the tree? Is it coming for you or the tree? Are you in the tree now? One, have you mated? Are you, is this a metaphor? Which one is the target of the house's, like, rage? The tree or you? Like, I'm just curious. There was a section of the floating house that was broken. It looked tough to do, but I thought I could possibly jump onto it because I overestimated my own ability. No, he should say that one. And I did. I landed and hurt my hands and knees, scraping in the building. Yes, that makes sense. I got up. I had made it. I was inside a house. The first thing I noticed was red smeared on the walls. Of course, the first thing I thought of was blood. And it seemed to be. Taste it, bitch, I bet you won't. Then I saw bloody, bare footprints leading to the downstairs of the house. For clarification, I wasn't in the house's attic. That's it, that's all it says there. I decided to follow the bloody trail. Near the bottom of the stairs, the house trembled, making me fall the rest of the way into a half-flooded kitchen. Can we be honest? He just fell because he had to stand for a prolonged period of time and his leg muscles couldn't bear the 10 pounds of weight. What the fuck he weighs now with his little wimp-ass, little weaselly pussy-ass legs. So he fell. And he's gonna blame, you know, the trembling house. But bitch, please, it was those legs. I got up. Used to being soaked in the cold, bitter water. The water was the smallest bit above my waist, and I'm 6 feet, 2 inches tall. In stilts. I saw a fridge and sloshed my way to it. I was thinking I could stay here and wait it out. I opened the fridge to see that it too had been half filled with water, making most of the food displeasing to even think about eating. Yeah, my biggest thought during a hurricane, when I'm inside a house that floated toward me or what the fuck ever, is that this flooded food is displeasing for eating. Like, what the fuck? You're in a hurricane. Try to survive, then worry about the... It literally just happened. You didn't eat breakfast? You're literally scavenging for food before the hurricane's even over? Okay, maybe I just have the wrong, like, priorities, but I'd be like, man, I need to get to the roof or see how I can get up high. No, you're just like, oh no, the fridge is flooded. Most of this food is now displeasing. So I grabbed what I could from the fridge and took it upstairs. I got half a pack of hot dogs. Oh good, we get to hear about all this. 2 Dr. Peppers and an unopened pack of Pepper Jack cheese. Fucking score. Thank God that hurricane happened. Like, you ever feel like when God closes a door, he opens a window? Like, so the hurricane was the door, but then you got an unopened pack of Pepper Jack cheese. So, like, maybe in a small way, it was all worth it. God works in mysterious ways. He really needs you to taste the spicy flavor of Pepper Jack cheese, which you never would have experienced if not for the cruelty of nature. And your inability to check the weather report one fucking time in the last week, you stupid fuck. On the second trip, I looked in the freezer. The only thing in there was a small tub of peppermint chocolate chip ice cream that had a little missing from it. Though it was melting some due to the loss of electricity, but was it still pleasing to eat? I need to know. I took a third trip down to see if there was anything else in the house. Just forgetting about the blood, like the stupid fuck I am. I guess I did when I had fallen. Okay. Even putting the food up there, I still hadn't re-noticed it. Oh my God, re-noticed it. Not noticed it again, just re-noticed it. I feel like you've gotten one notice and then you've been re-noticed. He re-noticed it. He didn't re-notice it. Oh, God. What a shame. A travesty. I left the kitchen through a doorway that led to the living room, with a hallway immediately to the left of the kitchen doorway. There was nothing much in the living room besides furniture, so I turned to the hallway. I saw some odd, stone-white, human-like creature with its back to me. I knew it couldn't have been human, though. There were no earlobes. It was so pale, skinny, and hunched in an extremely weird way. Okay, it's clearly the Easter Bunny. Okay, he has no earlobes, but he's got long top ears, and he's pale white because of his fur. He didn't know it wasn't Easter. He's dumb, okay? I tried to look past it. You look past everything. That's your problem, buddy. Careful not to move at all. I saw the floating body of a man who was maybe 30 years old or so in the water. Then the house hit something again, and I fell and instinctively screamed, like a pussy, ow, my knee! That's what I bet he did. He's like, ow, I scraped my shin, and Jessica said a bad word. Also, you forgot we have homework due tomorrow. That's that kid. He's that kid. He instinctively screamed, mommy, soothe him. That's what he did. Alerting the being to my presence. I got up as fast as I could and ran back to the stairs, but the water made my retreat very slow because I hadn't gone to the gym and my legs were weak. Weak like little pencils, like little stems they were. I couldn't even stop my own death. This is what they wanted all along. This is why the coronavirus was made. I knew it was a liberal conspiracy. They were doing this Chinese plot to make us all weak so we can't stop the Katrina virus that's coming from the, climate change. I'm sorry. I went not crazy for a second. Damn, I'm bad at this. Okay. I'm not going to be crazy when I'm drunk. His retreat was real slow because he's a pussy. But the creature waded through its water easily, possibly due to its skinny legs. Yeah, keep telling yourself that, bitch. It's like the fat friend who's just like, yeah, you can only do that because you're skinny. And you're like, no, it's because I exercise. Like, no, it's because you're skinny. No, it's because the creature exercises. He has to chase down its food. You've been like me, lazy and microwaving your meals for a year. I fell again from trying to go too fast in the water. Little boos, 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 boos. I got up again and saw the front of it better than when I was trying to run. It had blood or whatever was red on most of its lower face. It had blood or whatever was red. That's a big fucking difference. What if it's just drinking Kool-Aid? That's a big difference. If I come at you and I have blood dripping down my face or I've got like fucking marinara sauce in the corner of my mouth, you need to know the fucking difference, okay? Blood or whatever else was red is not a good enough answer. On most of its lower face, had sunken black eyes, and had no gender. Hey now, you mean no distinguishable sex characteristics? No gender. You don't decide what gender this is. How dare you? How dare you gender this creature, sir or ma'am? Just because you can't see if it has any sex characteristics does not mean it is genderless. Excuse me. I got up again, and I pushed it as hard as I could away from me, and the creature being so skinny and light made that easy. Okay, come on. More skinny bashing. I'm not here for this. It toppled over in the water easily, but got up easily as well, due to the fact that it continued going to the gym. Whereas I have no shame. I was running up the stairs and noticed the water had rose a few inches, but it didn't matter much as nothing did and I cared not to pay attention to anything around me until it was literally murdering me. It had only taken half of the next step. Once I got in the stairs, I looked for a place to hide. I saw a door that most likely led to a room. Really? You think? You think it just didn't lead to a wall? Maybe it didn't lead to, like, outside or the attic? Just a regular door. I just imagine he opens it and it leads to Narnia. Could it possibly? Maybe. Maybe you should open it. Maybe you don't need to tell us a sentence because we can all assume a door leads to a fucking room. But no, please tell us more. I want to know more about how to pad my fucking essays for freshman 101 English. No, don't do what this guy does. He got a 3 for a reason. It's so bad. Oh, God, okay. Most likely led to a room. I took it and found a closet inside. Oh, wow, you... I mean, you could have just said that. I didn't bother closing the door to the room behind me, which was stupid. Yeah, really was. I opened the closet door and quietly but quickly closed it. I didn't even want to breathe. Maybe you should stop. Maybe you might come out better for everyone that way. I heard it running around on the same floor as me. It was faster on land, way more than in the water, like most fucking land-based creatures. Surprisingly. It came into the room I was in. I held my breath. It stalked around the room. I was sure it had opened the closet. It's a common hiding place. But I had to remember. This wasn't human. It wouldn't know that. Yeah, it wouldn't know that the fucking door that led to a closet would be a place a person could go. If you think it could lead to a room, wouldn't it think the same fucking thing? It wouldn't even know it was a closet. You fucking stupid waste of space. I hate you. I hate your story. I hope it finds you and eats your face. I don't think it would know, because, you know, I could hear it leave the room and go back downstairs. I slowly opened the door, breathing heavily. It must have looked under the bed, then left. What a stupid fucker. I think that because there was a blood trail next to the footprints that led from under the bed. Period. I thought that the man was hiding under the bed in this same room. Was found, injured enough to lose such a high amount of blood that by the time they got to the water, there was no blood in the man and very little blood on the creature's feet. What the fuckity fucking fuck did that goddamn fucking mean? You are rambling, dear God. Did you hit your head in that incident? What the fuck? That is not English. I silently went out of the room. Grabbed what contents of the fridge I had brought up here. Got saved from a fucking alien attack or whatever, and you're like, what's but the fridge, though? I need that sweet pepper jack cheese. There's still more at the store elsewhere after the hurricane, my friend. I got to drink the melted ice cream. Eat some hot dogs and drank one warm flat Dr. Pepper before I heard sloshing downstairs. Thank God he's full, though. Although his repast was not satisfying. It's the best you can do in a hurricane. In a stranger's house you wandered into floating by. But that meager meal must tide him over. I slowly went to check the stairs and saw two... of the creature coming. Two of the creature. It's a complete copy. One and the other. One is the mirror creature. One is the real creature. Which one will you kill? I just knew that there was no way I could hide again, because it would definitely check the closet this time for some reason. The creatures acted similar to feral ghouls off of Fallout 4, but looked nothing like one. They were fast, skinny, and relatively clumsy. Hey, stop calling me out, except for the fast part. Slow, skinny, and relatively clumsy. Hey. It's too accurate, me. I retreated to the edge of the gaping hole in the house that led outside. I saw them both come up, stare at me for half a second, then run towards me. I dodged out of the way at the last second and saw both of them fall out. My plan worked, so I thought. I stood there. Shocked I had actually pulled that off when something grabbed my foot and pulled me down off of the house. Of course, it was one of the, well, things. I hit the water hard on my back after a small drop from the house, pulled by a current again. No, that was gravity, my friend. That was gravity. I kept going and going until I hit hard on something in the water. I was being pushed against it. It was hard to swim up because I was stuck between whatever I ran into and the unending force of the water. Okay, we get it. Swimming hard. I reached up with my hands and felt something flat connected to whatever I was stuck against. I pulled myself up and took a deep breath of air. I was on top of some kind of truck, like a large U-Haul. I had no idea how it was above the water. Sure, only a little of it was. I couldn't even see the cab, but still. I looked around, just water and debris. The truck was stuck against a building. A hotel or something. Water was still rising. I had to get in. But how? There was a window, but I doubt I could smash it with just my body. Please try. Please try. I want to see you fish flop against a window and try to smash it with your body like you're a Magikarp. Please. Please do that. Please. As if on cue, a wooden board floated towards me. I thought that I could use it to break the glass. It was hard, sturdy, and new. How do you know? Is it in packaging? It's a board in the hurricane. How do you give a fuck? Just... I cracked the glass, but didn't break through. I was standing on the edge of the truck, searching for something hard. Oh yeah, I bet you found something hard. But instead, I saw many of the weird creatures swimming as if it were abnormal pool. As if it were abnormal pool. What? You mean a normal pool? Maybe you just mean abnormal pool. I don't know. The current had no effect on them. I fell backwards into the glass. Of course you did. You're falling constantly. Are you fucking Bella from Twilight? You're falling all the time. What is happening? Do you have vertigo? Please see a doctor. Not healthy. Is this part of coronavirus? I fell back on the glass because, of course, I did, breaking it. I was surprised I did. Why? Have you been here? That's like most of your character arc, is I fell. I don't know why I'm never falling. You sound like an addict who's like, I'm never high, and like you're constantly high. That's you. You're falling. You're a fall addict. Just admit to it. I was surprised I did because I literally have so many falls and so many brain injuries and concussions I forgot what happened, so I was surprised. But I'm sure it was because the glass had lost integrity from the cracks. I had cuts all over me, but I didn't care because I never ask about anything. Cuts are gangrenous. Gangrene sounds fine. Why bother to research it? Away I go. I was in a room for guests. I headed to the door quickly and opened it. Maybe it heads out to a fucking landing and he just walks out to his death. Why would he bother checking? Who cares? I headed to the door and opened it. I knew I wouldn't be able to go back in to escape, but I needed to get higher and I needed to get away from the murderous creatures. I know so little about them or how much they really kill. There's a hurricane. That seems more pressing. I found the staircase and went up as high as I could. I couldn't go into the roof. The door to roof access was locked. I stood by the elevators. They were the only place besides the inaccessible rooms that was away from the long hallway. Oh, God, that sentence. I watched the staircase. Hours went by. How many? I don't know. My watch fell off in the water. Thanks for telling me. I'm sorry about your watch, my friend. It was a bad one anyways. That's like how a 10-year-old would say it. I could tell the water had risen more in the hotel, because I had eyes. Two elevator shafts were stuck open, and one had an elevator pretty far down, and water now covered the top of the elevator. The other elevator was far down as well, but water hadn't covered it yet. Then I heard a herd of footsteps. Isn't it all covered in water? My heart sank. It was them. I saw them rise the stairs. Why hadn't they come earlier? It has been hours, and now they come up. Why? Me, little baby. The gained quickly. I saw what happened to the man. It looked painful. They gained. What the fuck? It's terrible. I saw what happened to the man. It looked painful. They gained. This isn't poetry. What happened? I could only think of one thing to make sure that didn't happen to me. Ending the story? I walked over to the elevator, and as they turned the corner, I jumped in. The one undisturbed by water head first. It seemed surprisingly peaceful and seemed to happen in slow motion.
I think I saw two or three follow after me. I hit the top of the elevator and was instantly gone. At least I wouldn't have to see them anymore. They were made for the water. Meant for it. I'll never see them again, thankfully, unless there's water in hell. What? So... he jumped into the elevator undisturbed by water head first. He hit the top of the elevator and he says, and was instantly gone? Is he gone or... that's so... so he killed himself? This is the worst story ever. I hate it so much. Oh my God, I need a drink. Oh my God. Why didn't he check to make sure there was a storm? If he was suicidal, he should have just killed himself before writing this. That should have been his final act of humanity, with like not writing this creepypasta and making me read it. Because, oh my God. If you're in hell, so am I after reading that shit. I loved it. Thank you, author who shall remain nameless for me, because that was hilariously bad. Katrina. An abortion of a creepypasta I quite enjoyed. Let's see the next one. Hopefully it's not so long, because holy fuck. That was fucking long as shit. And I quite enjoyed that. Where the fuck is this going? No! Oh my God, I'm getting another call. I'm getting a call during this. I've gotten so many calls today because of this fucking scam. They're calling me at nighttime. Why the fuck are you fucking calling me, you fucking asshats? You know what? I should answer, and whoever they're fucking telling me to fucking vote for, I will tell them I'm not voting. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't give a fuckity fuck. You could tell me, hey, vote for the fucking person that you already voted for. I'd be like, no. I'm going to explicitly vote tomorrow for the other candidate because of you. I mean, that's not true because I already voted, but they don't even know that, fuckers. Pissing me off. All right. Let's see what this next one is. Called Karma. This sounds pretty promising. Hopefully it's not... oh, estimated reading time, 3 minutes. Awesome. That's reading, you know, in paper. I'll take way fucking longer, especially because I ran like a motherfucker. So, I'm going to hit this vape one more time. Just like I will every day until the election is finally decided. And even then, if it's not a great outcome... even then, even if it is... don't get me wrong. There's no great outcome with any of the candidates involved. Let's just say that. But there's a better option, in my opinion. And if it doesn't go the way I would like, it is a perfectly good reason to get even higher for more of these fantastic stories. Like Karma. I'm so excited to read it. Another case story. This is going to be a blast, I can tell. Honestly, let's be honest. Reality is kind of shit lately. So I want to make a lot of really good fucking fantasy stuff for everybody to listen to and enjoy and get a little bit of reprieve from, like, some of the awful shit outside. Hey, maybe you're listening to this to avoid thinking about political stuff, which, because I'm sorry I brought it up so much, but it is on my mind. In the future, I'm going to try not to talk about this stuff during Drinking Dangerouses, but... you'll have to give me a break. This shit is, like, everywhere. And I'm a human being, you know? With that being said, let's read Karma. Karma. Me having to read this is karma for all the bad I've done. Have you ever wondered, what would it be like to be dead? I'll tell you. It's not fun! My name is Serafina Kighton. It's K-I-G-H-T-I-N, so that's a thing. Kighton. Serafina Kighton. And this is a story of my death. Is it decapitation? Suicide decapitation? I'm still pushing for autoerotic decapitation. That needs to be a thing. 2 years ago, I was murdered on November 21st, 2015. So it's like the Lovely Bones, but everyone hates it. To me, it felt like the best day of my life.
But I didn't know it would lead to my last breath. Like, to be fair, though, like, my depressed energy was like, oh my god, right? Like, same. That depression energy, though. To me, it felt like the best day of my life. But apparently that was before. But I didn't know it would lead to my last breath. See, I can't relate to that. As it all began 2 months before, when I just began to start school. Oh, as it all began 2 months before, when I just began to start school. Yes, as it all began when you just began. Like any other story you probably have read or knew, I was the new kid. No, that's not like any other story. Most stories I read have not had a new kid in them. Thanks for that strange assumption. Which meant, oh, new sentence, that I had new neighbors and friends. I made friends fairly quickly. Okay, narcissist. But I still don't remember why. Oh, it was because they didn't have any other choice. Like, they had a low, it was a small town. Like, they know a lot of a pool to choose from. You wouldn't have been their first choice, don't worry. I was a bitch. I had to admit. So it still haunts me that people liked me. It doesn't haunt me. Haunts you, really? They pretended to like you because you were a bitch. And they didn't want you to be a bitch to them. There, I solved the mystery, Scooby-Doo. I know it's hard to understand. Maybe you were stupid, too. So, like, they probably could really not do a great job pretending they liked you. And you'd have been like, oh, wow. It haunted that they liked me. That was you. But that's cool. I'm sure they're like, you're so haunted. That's got to be so hard. Really tough. So it haunts me that people liked me. Oh, same. I can relate. It was surprising, right? Isn't it like, oh my god, they like me. I hate that. Just like when everyone tells me how hot I am. Oh, stop. God, it's too awkward. Stop telling me how superior I am to normal humans. Ooh-woo. Oh my god. No, sorry, not to be bitter much. It was surprising. But again, not everyone liked me. What again? You never said that. Again? I mean, we can assume. You're obviously a cunt, but geez, you didn't even tell me it once. I had to assume it myself. I'm the type of person that will be loved on one side. Oh, good, more about you. But completely rejected on another. We don't give a fuck. 14-year-old me. I needed to learn this. I didn't. No one cares. 14-year-old me. Stop telling me about your haunted self. I was such an emo. This kid is so me. I'm the type of person that will be loved on one side but completely rejected on another. Let me guess. The side you're loved on is the part that doesn't treat people like shit. And the side you're rejected on is the part that treats people like shit. And the fact that people don't accept you even when you treat them like shit is so unfair. Yeah, I bet. I fucking bet. You poor goddamn thing. This is getting bitter. Nope. Nice. I'm getting nice. Hold on. I'm taking a little intermission. I can nice it up. Hold on. I get too much pot and not enough alcohol. Alcohol makes me nice and pot makes me like your crabby grandfather that's like, get off my lawn. Like, I don't watch Fox News, but God, I feel like if I did, I'd be, like, agreeing way more with the pundits than I ever would in my life. I'd be like, yeah, kill him! Kill all the people, because why not? Shoot him in the face! My gun, America. I'm the type of person that'll be loved on one side, but completely rejected on the other when I fuck your boyfriend. Why didn't you love me, Mom? No, I'm joking. And there was one person who, well, seemed a bit off. You can even ask my living friends. The thing about this girl is that she was completely along. What? Along? I'm sure you meant alone, but you auto-corrected it to along, and you left it there. She was completely along.
She was along for the ride. And alone. She was along. Human, she was tall, maybe. Literally. Oh, that's it. She was along. Literally. So she was along, literally. Whatever that means. She was along. Literally. I don't know how to answer this, to be perfectly honest. I don't know how that's literal. Long human, I guess. 7 feet tall. Very long. No one talked to her, so she talked to no one. I mean, probably like at school, but I highly doubt she never spoke in her life. Like, she speaks to people. She's just shy, bitch. Being that person that was like, I'm not going to say anything so nobody picks on me. That was me. I didn't never speak, you stupid hoe. I clearly talk to myself all the time. Obviously. Which sort of confused me, because you have to talk to someone at some point. Seriously? What about group projects? But no one. Once again, loner. Now, how I died was karma. I hate this. Did they die because they wrote this? Is this the karma? But also, like, yes, she obviously... Are you shadowing her entire life? How do you know she doesn't talk to people? She obviously does. You're stupid as fuck. If you... First of all, you shouldn't be stalking this person. But second of all, she just doesn't talk around you because you're clearly a judgmental cunt. Okay? So, like... If you're sitting there staring at this bitch, judging why she's not talking, you think this fucking bitch is going to talk in front of you? Ho, you are judging every goddamn movement she makes. She's not going to fucking talk in front of you, you stupid judgmental bitch. Why don't you fucking watch yourself? Good God, I fucking hate bullies so much. I can't stand their fucking asses. Pussy-ass bitches. Oh, I got knocked over in the water because of the hurricane. Whatever, you're just a little puss. How they died, it was karma because of that judgmental fucking statement right there, bitch.
I shouldn't have gone in her house and... Wait, that's right.
This is her voice now. I hate her.
You don't know yet.
Remember when I said about her being a loner?
Well, it turns out she was. I mean, seriously. Her house was completely empty. Like, what kind of person would even want to be this alone?
And I'm not joking. This is all literally what it says, though.
Well, except for one room.
Because she's a fucking psycho. Why are you in her house? I mean, okay. If I didn't like someone, maybe I'm just not crazy in this regard. In others, sure, but not this. If I didn't like somebody, or I thought they were weird, or I just didn't interact with them on a personal level as a friend at all, if I didn't interact with them, I literally didn't think about them. Like, I didn't want people to bully me or give me shit. But other than that, I only ever thought about the stuff that was going on in my life. Why would I care what other people were doing? You know what I mean? If it didn't affect me and I didn't know them, why would I give a fuckity fuck? Especially if I don't like you. Why would I waste more than 2 fucking seconds thinking about your existence? Like, honestly, this shit is unfucking healthy, but whatever. This fucking Karen to be. Let's keep going.
Like, what kind of person would even want it to be this alone? Well, except for one room. I presume it was her room. But something seemed off about it to me. And myself, being a dumb, curious 14-year-old I was, wandered in.
Let me guess, she's a mature 15 and a half now.
And what I saw was horrific. It still scars me to this day. Even when I'm in fucking heaven.
Okay, you're not in heaven. And it's all written like this. She writes like this fucking character speaks. And I said it as a joke, but it fits so goddamn well. I have to keep saying, I'm not writing this. This is how it is written because it fits this character so well. It's like a joke. Did you not realize you were writing an obnoxious bitch of a character? If this is supposed to be you, oh my God. This is what my parents say to me as a teenager.
Holy fuck. It was so bad that she had to kill me because I saw this. Thus,
slaughterhouse.
I had so many emotions about that. It was like I just paused. Paused in life because of the things I saw there. The bodies that were piled upon bodies upon bodies. It was like a sanctuary for dead people. A holding house for the deceased. And too many things to point out how they died. Okay, question for you. Imagine that you're walking home from school, don't want to do your homework because you're a lazy fat ass, and yes, this is all written, I'm not making any of this up, and you come across a creepy house that you think belongs to a loner at school. Would you A, go explore the house and most likely be faced with a burden of death, or B, run the fuck away from that place before you fucking shit your pants? I, for one, thought option A was better. The last thing I think I should point out to you is how I died. And the way I died. After I went in the room to be an idiot and see what they look like, I saw how she killed people. Who's she? It was not pretty. She basically smashes your head with a baseball bat, and while you're still unconscious, who's she? Oh, the loner, okay. And while you're still unconscious, she ties you to a table with old, weary stains. Oh, old, weary stains. Okay, the stains are like, bitch, not this again. Old, weary stains from blood on it. Gets out all her murder machine tools for her to slice-o and dice-o you open. Again, that's written with the slice-o and the dice-o. And then she does it so slowly to make you suffer. And once you're long gone, she removes all the bones in your body and weaves them together to make a quilt. A quilt. It's all in caps. But what I thought was most interesting is that she didn't do any of that. More like she was the victim. And the real murderer was me. Well, I guess that's karma. Oh my God, she's so deep. Too deep for you. I hate it. Slice-o and dice-o me. Oh God, I hate it. Oh God, that was bad, and there's so many more to go. Oh my God, you guys, there are so many more to go. And I hope you guys want some more, and I hope that you join me next time on another Drunk and Dangerous. I had a blast. I hope you did too. I love you guys, and I will see you back next week. Bye, guys. Mwah.